Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nitong linggo ay inilunsad ang COVID Safe app kung saan layunin ng app na i-trace ang mga taong may malapitang contact sa mga may COVID-19. Ayon sa gobyerno, tutulong ito sa pag-alam at pagpigil sa mga posibleng virus outbreak. Tinanong natin ang ilang mga Pinoy kung sang-ayon ba sila sa nasabing app. Narito ang kanilang opinyon. Kasama natin ngayon mula sa sektor ng Public Relations and Communications, Danielle Delenia. Magandang araw, Danielle.
Magandang araw din sa iyo, Claudette.
Danielle, agree ka ba dito sa COVID Safe app? Kung oo, bakit? Kung hindi naman, ano ang iyong mga alala o concerns?
Actually, agree naman ako dito sa COVID Safe app na linaunch ng government last weekend. Pero meron lang akong mga reservations, particularly on privacy. Kasi, di ba, mahirap naman na lahat ng tao ngayon ay gumagamit na ng mobile phone. And basically, that's their digital footprint.
Yes.
Kapag sinishare yung information mo to other people without your consent or automatically, parang that breaches the right to privacy.
Mm-mm.
So for me, that's my main concern. I'm all for it. Gusto ko siyang i-download. Pero yung concern about privacy at hanggang kailan mareretain yung data, kung saan man nila isustore yun, may it be in cloud or whatever, that really concerns me. Ang sinasabi ng government is, isustore lang nila yung data for 21 days, and then automatically madidelete yun. However, it's up in the air. Like, hindi natin alam kung saan mapupunta yung mga data na yun. For sure, somewhere, masustore yung data, and yun ang kinakatakot ko. I'm sure na marami ng mga Australiano ang nag-download ng app. Sa latest update ng government ngayong araw, meron ng 2.4 million na nag-download ng app. So it's getting a really good uptake from the Australians. Pero yun nga, ang concern talaga ng karamihan is yung privacy. Kasi nga naman, malalaman na ng gobyerno kung nasan ka, sinong kinikita mo, saan ka pumupunta, that really breaches your right to privacy.
Mutya, agree ka ba na mag-download nitong COVID Safe app? Kung oo, bakit? Kung hindi naman, ano ang iyong mga alala?
Medyo hindi ako eh.
Hindi ka agree?
No.
Oo.
Hindi ako agree. It compromise your data, yung personal data mo. Syempre, doon sila kukuha ng ano eh, 'di ba, yung information, health information. Kasi ngayon, dito sa pandemic na nangyayari, ngayon lumalabas yung mga hackers, yung mga security breach, not just sa phone, pero sa internet, madami.
Mm-mm.
So, madaming spams, ganun. I don't wanna risk my personal data.
Coming from someone na nasa IT industry, hindi ba?
Oo,
so alam mo to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yun yung struggle ng ano namin ngayon, IT team.
Mm-hmm.
Napakadaming security breaches. So ngayon nag-implement kami ng mga two-factor authentication kasi nga kunyari ako si ganito, nag-email ako sa ganito. Pretty risky. Pero hindi naman sa totally disagree ako. Alam ko naman yung ano ng government na to help us track it, kumbaga. I just don't, hindi ko pa kasi nabasa kung ano yung paano siya
works.
Ang alam ko lang, you have to put in your details, yung medical history, kung ano yung symptoms mo. And then,
sabi nga dito, the app requires Bluetooth access sa yung smartphone. Tapos once na-open yung app, maghahanap siya ng mga other phones na may app din na ganun. So each time your phone sees another phone running the app, and if you stay in contact daw with that other phone for 15 minutes within 1.5 meters, magre-record yung phone mo ng contact. Tapos yung records daw, itatago nila sa isang encrypted storage na hindi makikita ng iba.
Kaso lang yung sinasabi na naka-encrypt siya, so alam naman natin, modern world, everything posible, matatalino yung mga hackers. Baka hindi ko yan gamitin. Doon na lang tayo sa social distancing, stay at home.
Kasama natin ngayon isang curator at exhibition manager, Ethel Villafranca. Magandang araw, Ethel. Agree ka ba dito sa COVID Safe app? Kung oo, bakit? At kung hindi, ano yung iyong mga alala o concerns?
Magandang araw. Ang sagot ko ay oo. pero may kunting pag-aalangan.
Mm.
Oo, kasi sa tingin ko, with the safe, with the tracing app, mapapabilis yung paghanap ng mga at paglista ng mga tao na kailangan ma-inform kapag karoon ka ng infection, kapag tinamaan ka ng COVID. Sa tingin ko kasi medyo siguro yun isa sa mga huli mong iniisip habang may sakit ka, na sino ba yung kailangan kong sabihan na nagkasakit ako, sino kaya yung maaari pang na-infect. Parang kabawasan yon sa mga alalahanin kung nagpapagaling ka. Pero may mga concerns ako about paano i-collect yung data, paano gagamitin yung data, yung impormasyon na kukunin sa'yo, at saka paano mapapanatili yung privacy at saka yung security ng data. Yun yung mga concerns ko about. At siguro, bottom line is, kailangan natin ng mas malawak na impormasyon pang maipabigay alam sa mga maaaring gagamit nito kung paano yung pag-collect ng impormasyon, paano siya gagamitin, at kung paano ka proprotektahan bilang isang pribadong mamamayan.
Assurance mula sa gobyerno na safe itong
oo,
ating mga data.
Kasi lalo na sa panahon ngayon, ang daming mga privacy leaks, ang daming mga hacking issues. So, gusto rin natin mapanatili yung katiyakan ng mga impormasyon na ibibigay natin.
Kasama natin ngayon isang nurse, si Lori Ann Saavedra. Lori, agree ka ba dito sa COVID Safe app? Kung oo, bakit? Kung hindi, ano ang iyong mga alala o concerns?
With regards to this, I'm not for it. These tracing apps are really arriving very seriously here in Australia.
Mm.
And in my point of view, it might be a great help really to flatten the curve of this COVID pandemic here in our country. But it also poses a risk, a clear risk of privacy issue, as with the effectiveness of the app. As what I've heard, like despite of criticisms of the privacy issue, the Australian government would still like to launch this COVID safe app. And although the Australian government has promised that this app doesn't gather any locations and only shares data with health officials after an infected person's offers and signed consent. But there are still some apprehensions that it might share more than the users are comfortable with. So, for example, the storage locator where the data is being stored, such as our full name, our address is there, our contact number, and over and above this mobiles and or any devices we're using, really it makes conceptually very possible to abuse and for a possible intruders to access it. And especially as we can notice that there are a lot of scammers all around, there are a lot of fraud callers that they're getting your name. Where did they get my number? Mm. How come did they know me? How come did they know my number? Something like that. So it's really a risk of privacy. Although now the positive effect of this app, it poses a great help, like might prove an essential end to lockdowns by making it easier to track the spread and positively hoping to flatten the curve of the prevalence of virus as public usual life resumes rather than shutting down most of society's normal life and staying home orders to most susceptible people and closing down non-essential businesses and people. But despite of this positives that it can help towards us and towards the society, it poses a great kind of drawback where it is how to get enough adoption for the apps to be effective. Maybe one example, if there are a lot of percentage of population, 30 to 40% of the population will enlist. And this is a huge amount for any applications or any app. And this is a privacy reassurances might be very crucial for reaching the target.
Kasama natin ngayon isang communications engineer, Herbert Fangon, upang magbigay ng kanyang opinion. Herbert, agree ka ba dito sa COVID Safe app? Kung oo, bakit? At kung hindi naman, ano yung iyong mga alala o concern?
Sa aking opinion, oo, pabor ako dito sa COVID Safe app na ito. In fact, naka-install na siya sa telepono ko.
Is it easy to use?
Very easy. So you just have to download the app and then it's just going to ask you 3 questions, nothing more. So just your name, your age bracket, and your postcode.
Wala ka namang concerns in terms of privacy and all that?
Wala. Actually, magandang tool ito ng gobyerno para sa, yun nga, sa contact tracing. At saka maka-access lang, according dun sa privacy policy na binasa ko about the app, maka-access lang ng government yung location mo and yung mga nakasalamat lumuha mong tao if nag-positive ka sa COVID-19. If you tested negative or hindi ka naman tinest, they won't really see you.
So yung storage ng info, wala ka namang alala doon?
Wala. Kasi since ang tinanong lang naman nila is your name, your age, they didn't even ask for your email address.
But they do ask for your mobile number, don't they?
They do ask for the mobile number. Okay. Pero no email address, no Australian station number.
Mm-mm.
Na tinanong or any bank details or something. So sa palagay ko this is safe and sinasabi nila is you can also delete the app anytime that you want and everything na makuha nilang information about you will be deleted as well. And then sinasabi nila as soon as matapos yung pandemic, everyone who has the app will get a message to delete the app.
Mawawala lahat ng iyong info within 21 days at hindi naman ito compulsory, voluntary lang sa mga gusto mo.
Yes,
lang.
Voluntary.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.